So evolving real-world ASCII-Doc into a specification and how it will help the ecosystem. Welcome to this talk here at the Tool2Doc Dev Room at FOSDEM. My name is Alexander Schwartz and I'm a principal software developer. As I said, I'm a Keycloak developer, and at spare time I'm working in the docs community, mostly around ASCII-Doc. So this is the agenda for the next 20-something minutes. I talk about the motivation, why we write docs, and what tools we want to use for that, a little bit of a workflow, and how we want to connect all the things and automate all the things when it comes to documentation, and then dive a bit deeper into the ASCII-Doc brand and language documentation, something that the ASCII-Doc working group has been working on over the past years. I'm happy to take questions. Also, in the middle, just raise a hand and I will ask a question. I will repeat it if I don't forget it. And then we will have a more interactive session in this one. What's the mission? The mission is, well, getting the docs out to the readers. We don't write them for ourselves. And that's a tool process happening to really get the docs out, right? So you have authors that focus on the content, they focus on the structure, well, lots of typing involved, but also a lot more reading around involved here. And these authors, then there's going to be a process that converts the documentation maybe to HTML, maybe to PDFs, maybe to an online documentation system that you have in place. And then it's published, the readers read it. You really want to educate the users. You want to provide them answers to their questions. This usual thing about concepts and reference guides and how-tos, all of that, you want to publish that and be read by people out there. And maybe artificial intelligence reads them as well. This workflow about authoring, converting, and publish, let's dive a bit deeper into that and see what ASCII-Doc can do to that and what ASCII-Doc actually is. I'm not introduced it in this talk yet. So when there are authors, they write some documentation, they validate the changes. In Lorna's talk, we saw how you can use command line tools for that to validate that. Maybe you even have a parser for either your Markdown or ASCII-Doc language. Other people review it. Maybe you have automatic things like Veil to review it. And there's lots of tools that you can use for that. You maybe have a simple editor. Maybe you have a full-fledged IDE. Maybe you have a browser, maybe a command line interface. So all these things need to work together very, very well for an author. And it might then depend on the language you're using and the tools you're using, how good they actually interact with each other. So I'm a daytime developer, a documentarian at night, but this is an IntelliJ screenshot. And that's an IntelliJ IDE with an ASCII-Doc plugin installed. And as I said earlier, I'm the maintainer of the ASCII-Doc plugin, so I'm bragging a bit about it, but hopefully not too much. So when you're writing in an IDE, you will have a tree outline on the left that will show you all the folders and files, and you can browse through it. You will have an editor with some syntax highlighting here, and